Part two of studio talk today, because I've been inundated with images of the Afghanistan debacle, the refugees, the people there that are trying to just get money out of their banks. And, you know, I feel compelled to talk about this because 21 years ago, or 20 years ago, excuse me, I was starting a project with a colleague, a collaborative work, and when the 9/11 happened, there's just so many questions I had about why make art. What am I going to say? What do we do in times like this as artists? And I feel like throughout the last 20 years, I've tried to talk about my compelling concern regarding our wars and our refugee series, or refugees situation, creating a huge refugee problem because of, you know, bombing countries and making it so that their basic needs are hard to grapple with over there, and hence they leave their countries. And I mean, we're not talking the deaths, we're talking the fallout, what I call the fallout from our violence, and the trauma that it creates for those that are not dead over there, especially the children and the women. And I was noticing today that the images coming out from the New York Times, anyway, are mainly of men in the streets, men lining up for their banking and trying to do trading. There were a few photos of women in their, you know, burqa and scarves and things. But, you know, it just brings to mind the larger questions of my work and why I'm painting some things that take years, like the refugee series, like the spirit of the tree that has taken me nearly 20 years to finish, like the Denmark series. The Denmark series is a very personal series about my travels in Denmark and finding my family. And yet today in the studio, I found something that I had wrapped up from a conceptual piece of this work from Denmark and put in my suitcase. It's been sitting in the studio for 6 years. Unwrapped, because I knew what was inside. It was basically the remnants of the video conceptual piece I put together out in my great-grandfather's forest, that I documented and walked down to the family farm, which no longer exists. After I came home, I think it was a year or two later, one of my friends from Denmark informed me that the farm, my family farm, had been sold to Big Agriculture. So I was glad I had the images I did, and I was glad I did the work I did there. But I realized that my conceptual work, the larger pieces that take me time, that have a narrative in my own mind of what I'm saying, take years to make and create. And in this new world of digital work and collectibles and flippables and all of this in the NFT space, I find myself floundering around because it's not how I work. Oh yeah, I've done quick pieces over the time. I've done a whole series of 90 drawings in 90 days. I've done, you know, daily work. And I know how that, you know, and those are all important for my process. very important for me to stay loose and for me to just have fun and for me to basically explore. And so, yeah, there's just these larger works that tend to kind of take me a while, even though I've done, you know, maybe 12 paintings in a couple of years or a year. No, I don't think it took me a year. I think it was more 2 years. There's still more to that piece, that project. The Denmark series has got a whole couple of other layers to it, including video, including, you know, potential sculpture. And yeah, I'm amazed at what I find in the studio and what it brings me back to. And then of course the news always brings me right back to some of the things that I'm trying to speak about as well in my work, like the refugee series, the refugee project. And that project I was hoping to have put out in an NFT world, NFTs to bring attention to this calamity, if you will, this continued violence on others, and what it is doing to people. And I have yet to really dig in there in the NFT space, because I just felt like it really is not ready for that. I don't know. And I'm watching this space and I'm thinking, okay, there's some good projects that have done some good for people. I think that's where I want my work to be, is more along the line of bringing value to a world that seems to discard things so easily. And I think that's why I'm sometimes feeling, what's the word? I don't have a good word for how I feel. Dismissive, maybe, or not dismissive, that's a little harsh. Just sort of put off, I think, on some of the quick stuff I see going on. Because I think, okay, having fun is great, but I think as an artist, I have an intention. I have an intention in my work that needs to be realized, and I'm still not sure how it's going to happen. And maybe it won't happen. Maybe it'll just be, you know, me documenting and painting and making audio and telling the stories and leaving that to the world and be happy with that and feel satisfied that I've done my job. Yeah, that's all I can do. So anyway, that's part 2 of the studio today.